keep it, keep it. Brick better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Why Glenn Powell took a UPS driver to Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, that's an interesting pick.
On Saturday Night Live, Glenn Powell was the host recently, and he took his UPS driver, all because about 4 years ago, Glenn Powell wasn't really Glenn Powell at the same level, right? And had a movie coming out and was celebrating that he got the gig for Saturday Night Live. Freaked out with his family. There was this huge moment. They're celebrating. And the UPS guy walks up. He's like, is everyone okay? And he tells him, I'm going to host SNL. Well, COVID broke out. Movie got pushed back. He never was the host of Saturday Night Live. So the UPS driver was kind of like, yeah, bro, you said you were going to host SNL and never saw you on there. So he took the UPS driver 4 years later to prove to him, hey, I'm still legit enough to host Saturday Night Live, and they had a moment together.
That is awesome.
The most overused email jargon. You guilty of using these?
Keep it moving.
All right. Ariana Grande teases a possible third Wicked movie.
Already? No way.
Everyone freaking out. So during a Q&A, when they're doing like a Wicked press, they asked her like, hey, is there another possibility of another Wicked chapter? This is like your farewell tour. Are you sad? And she goes, well, if we learn anything from Cher, we can count on there's always going to be another farewell. She joked around. She said, I don't think anyone's going anywhere. And they're like, are you seriously thinking and considering that it couldn't? She said, no, I don't mean that at all. I'm just saying that never say never kind of thing. Like, she's not closing the door of work with these people that she loved working with.
I think like 10, 20 years from now, they'll do like a concert together. There's not going to be another movie.
I think it's not a crazy idea. People love money and people love this story.
But like, it goes Wicked 1, 2, Wizard of Oz. Nothing happens in between. Do they make a Wizard of Oz? Yeah,
I think there's something else. I think they'll figure out a way. People like money, and people love the Wizard of Oz.
Brick better keep it, keep it. Brick better keep it moving.
I feel like there's two types of people about this subject, and we want to know where you stand with this. Is it okay to share a toothbrush? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Is it okay for you and your significant other grab a toothbrush, use the same one? What do you do? Mm. What about with friends, family? AB does this with friends.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No big deal. My college friends were in town a couple days ago, and they were all staying at my apartment, and one of my friends forgot her own toothbrush. And she didn't even ask. She just used mine and then came up to me and was like, oh, by the way, I forgot my toothbrush. I used yours. I knew you wouldn't care. And
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And I didn't care.
And you used it again?
I didn't care
still
at all.
Still using it?
I used it right after her.
So you used it, or she used it, then you handed like a hand-me-down. Like, all right, now your turn.
Yeah. And I thought it was funny that she didn't even ask before she did it. She just knew I wouldn't care.
Would you care if anyone used it? Where is your line at?
I mean, we have to be pretty good friends. My sisters have used it.
How many? Don't you?
Probably everyone.
It's like $5 to get a new toothbrush. I'm going to buy you a new toothbrush, right. AB.
I don't know. A lot of people have used my toothbrush.
I think I have a hard time speaking in this break because I'm actually trying not to throw up. Hell no. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's my mom. I don't care if it's my future husband, nobody is sharing a toothbrush.
You wouldn't even let your boyfriend?
No, not at all. No. Think about, like, it's not even, it's saliva.
Yeah.
It's food that you ate before. It's
same thing as kissing.
No.
Okay, so that's where I'm at.
You are scrubbing the like harsh details
the filth
of, your,
out of
mouth.
Your mouth.
Nobody is kissing me that detailed.
Maybe you're kissing wrong.
No, I don't want to kiss like that.
Yeah. So my wife doesn't like it. So I've accidentally used my wife's toothbrush. She's like, "Did you use this?" And I've like accidentally used it. And I'm like, "Whatever, you know, it happens." Like when whatever mix up toothbrushes, she'd be like, "I have to get a new toothbrush." She'd be like, "Want to go get a new one?" I'm like, "Why? We make out?" And she'd be like, "No, no, no." But she's not down with it. And I always thought that was so interesting. But I wouldn't do it with friends. Like, I wouldn't share it with Kevin. I don't, that's weird. Because we don't make out.
Right.
Like, I do think it's weird if you, like, you and your friends don't make out, do you?
No.
Okay, yeah. So then, like, that's where, like, for me, I draw the line on this if we make out.
Imagine I said yes, the break just takes a turn. Yeah,
like, wow, that's became a whole new thing.
No. Some friends do kiss and weird stuff. But you know what I was going to say? So, like, Hannah's point, like, that's what you said to her boyfriend. Like, I feel like if you're making out, that's where my line is. Like, then we can share toothbrushes. You can't share it with people you're not making out with.
Okay.
That's where my line is.
No.
There is something to be said about that friend that you care enough about that you don't wipe the, you know, carton of milk off. You'll drink right after him, or the soda. Or you'll drink after him. You have no problem with that.
That is different.
Right. Exactly. That's way different.
Is it?
Again.
Yes.
That's a good point, too.
They're all the same to me.
Yeah, no, I think that's a solid point. Now maybe I would like.
We all share drinks in the studio.
Yeah, but that's different because we're not like taking the drink and sloshing it around in our mouth and going.
Mouth
and
is then, a nasty
yeah,
place.
It out. No,
you don't know where people's mouths have been.
I agree with Hannah. Honestly, the sharing of the drink thing made me scratch my head, going, maybe the toothbrush thing is not as big as a deal.
Yeah, you guys
what?
Are sick.
I mean, I'm still not doing it with my friends, but
you guys are absolutely sick.
Okay. Where is ever other people on this? Is the toothbrush thing big deal? No big deal. Let's say you and your significant other go on vacation. One person forgets your toothbrush. Would you let them use it in those times? Are you making them do like the finger thing? You know, where you put the toothpaste on the finger is that what you're making your significant other do?
That's what you're doing.
855-444-MEGA. Look at how divided everyone is. 855-444-6342. It is the Brett Mega Show. So many people in our lives are actually texting that AB has now disgusted them.
Yeah. Everyone I know listener. Is gagging, apparently.
We've
yeah,
lost I'm... every listener. So AB said, "Hey, my friends were in town. They didn't even ask me. They just started using my toothbrush." Yeah. Why?
I was like, "What's mine is yours."
Apparently.
Just being a good host, you know.
They had to travel for the wedding, and so apparently they forgot their toothbrush. It happens all the time when people travel. It's like the number one thing people forget. Somehow they forget their toothbrush, something they use every single day, multiple times a day. They forget it. And so AB's one of her best friends said, "Oh, I just started using your toothbrush." This has happened to me before in my marriage. And my wife always like, "That's disgusting, Brett. Why did you use it?" I've used her toothbrush in accident, or if like one of us had forgotten it. I'm like, whatever, we make out. But friends, I feel like, is a little bit different. But I'm honestly starting to become more and more on AB's side.
Thank you.
I'm actually falling farther. The text messages are people are like, "I'm disgusted. This is gross." But Kevin pointed out the sharing of drinks thing.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's okay. There's a level of coolness with that.
Coolness.
Hey, you trust me enough. You didn't even wipe the lid off because that's how close we are. But there's something different about actually sticking an instrument into your mouth and scrubbing it.
My cousin actually just said that her husband is yelling at the radio listening to us. He's literally yelling about how disgusting AB is right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, no one's going to look at me the same.
Right. I will not.
This is
what
did it. This
years.
Is what this is the line you yeah, finally have drawn.
This is it.
Kristen, how do you feel about this? Would you share a toothbrush with your significant other?
I have. Don't get me wrong, but I do think that it's gross. And we do have a son, and our pediatrician told us, like, don't share toothbrushes or drinks. I mean, because you can actually transfer cavities and bacteria.
Transfer cavities?
That is pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
I just feel like people do weird stuff all the time. We're drawing our lines on a toothbrush.
I know.
I mean, you guys made a baby together, and you guys can't share a toothbrush?
You can't share a cavity every once
you can't
in a
share
while.
A cavity,
no.
Kristen?
Yeah, we've shared, but...
She's like, well, we have, but I didn't like it.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call. It's funny because this was the line that you finally drew, AB, was the toothbrush. Happy Tuesday. It is the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you hanging out every single day. We are thankful for you as we share Thanksgiving letters all week long here on the Brett Mega Show. We can write one to you, actually. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So the man who attacked Ariana Grande last week on the red carpet had his court hearing. I'll share what consequences he's going to face or not next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So last week during the Wicked for Good premiere in Singapore, a guy decided to jump out on the red carpet and attack Ariana Grande. She and her co-stars were making their debut, and it turns out that the guy who was forceful on Ariana Grande, his name is Johnson Wen, and he's very much a repeat offender of, like, trespassing and finding his way to celebrities. There's this, like, viral video of him getting on stage with Katy Perry. This dude is nuts. He's done this multiple times. So after multiple offenses and times getting way too close and physical, he has actually been sentenced. A judge sentenced him to one count of being a public nuisance, where he pleaded guilty to, actually, and he will be serving 9 days in jail. So the judge was like, based on your, like, past offenses, clearly we know that this was, like, a premeditated thing since you've done this so many times. She actually said that he was attention-seeking, which, if I was in the courtroom and someone called me attention-seeking, that would be worse than a jail sentence to me. But he says that he won't do it again and he feels bad, yada, 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 but he is going to be spending 9 days in jail.
Is nine days enough? Like, this guy clearly loves this, and for me, it almost seems like something's like wrong. Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, right. I don't know if 9 days is enough. I do think, like, for me, it's about, like, tightening security, but on these situations, and then something more intense for him.
I clearly do agree with the judge about how he is, like, seeking attention, probably seeking fame. So hopefully him getting all these, like, headlines and being mentioned in the hashtag twice will be enough for him, so he won't keep doing this.
All right. Well, hopefully Ariana Grande, because she's going to be on press tour, can feel safe at least for the next 9 days this guy's locked up.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's talk deal breakers for a second here on the Brett Mega Show. This is the Megamind question of the day. See if you can figure it out. According to a recent survey, 45%, almost a 50-50 split, Americans agree that having different tastes in this relationship deal breaker can't be in a relationship.
I think if they have different tastes in political parties, that's rough.
Divide the house. Okay. House
all right.
Divided.
So if it isn't political parties, then it's different taste in sports teams.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's a Eagles fan. Somebody's a Chiefs fan. It does not work.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say different taste in music.
Good guesses. No one got it, guys.
No, really.
It's still up for grabs. According to a recent survey, 45% of Americans agree having different tastes in this is considered a relationship deal breaker. 855-444-MEGA. Text in your guesses. The answer's coming away next.
Mega Minds.
Let's give it the answer so your relationship can survive. According to a recent survey, 45% of Americans agree having different tastes in this is considered a relationship deal breaker. You guys did some really good guesses. AB had said music.
Yeah, I said music.
It's not music, but it's in the same realm of that type of entertainment.
TV shows?
Movies.
Okay.
I feel like TV shows is more important than movies, and I would put them in different categories. Like, you could, like, oh, I like different type of movie genres, but, like, usually, like, you gotta like the same type of at least have a couple of mutual ones, right? Because then you're always just sitting in different rooms together.
Mm-hmm.